Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, ni hao. In India, namaste. In Japan, konnichiwa. In Korea, annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, zdravstvuyte. In Germany, guten tag. In Poland, dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu Alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
So welcome, my global family. I'm here in a hotel room, as you can see, in Chicago, and we're going to start our joint rolling in just a minute. But I'm going to be talking about the jab today because I ran into two people passing out a flyer, and it just kind of infuriated me that these people were promoting this. And as if we don't have enough of these jabs going into the children, they're promoting school start soon, and they want to get as many jabs and boosters in our children. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, as well as antibiotic resistance, because the CDC and the WHO want to come up with a vaccine for this problem of antibiotic resistance. And you need to know what is really causing antibiotic resistance. And I'm going to share that with you so that you don't think you need to run to the pharmaceutical companies or doctors to get another vaccine for antibiotic resistance. But that's the foolishness the CDC is blaming and blaming antibiotic resistance on COVID, of all things. So we're going to give you all the knowledge you need to make good choices about this temple body you live in. But first and foremost, every Friday we roll joints here on Health and Wellbeing with Viada. We roll joints to get the synovial fluid activated in the joints, as well as keep our bodies flexible. So I'm going to put on my favorite record, Time for Healing, my favorite song, Time for Healing by the Sounds of Blackness. And I do have their music, so I don't get any interference from copyright issues and all that. So hope you'll join with me and start off this more beautiful morning on July 22nd, which is an 8. The number 8 is the sum number of July 7, 2222. Don't just thought about 2222. Number 8 adds all those digits, which means new beginnings. We're always starting, having new beginnings. Every morning is a new beginning, and especially we're going to have 8 vibrating with angels and the cosmic energy this morning for us, all for us, because we are here on an earth journey to learn and grow and become wiser for sure. So let us start, let us just start this morning rolling our neck around before I start the music, chin to chest, just slowly roll and stretch those neck muscles so that you can do whatever you need to do with your head today. So that when twisting and turning your head around, driving and all that, you have a lot more comfortable stretching time. And let's reverse that and go in the other direction. The head moving in a circular motion, stretching slowly and easily. If you have any pain, just take your hand, rub those hands together, and heat those hands up, and say you have pain on the right side of your neck, just place that hand there and give it a good, just a gentle squeeze and massage, lay hands on there, and just love on your neck. So that's how you get rid of pain sometimes. If it's real mild, just take, warm up the hands, and then place that hand wherever there's pain. So let us get busy now. We've loosened up our neck a little bit. And let's do some shoulder rolls so we can get those out the way. Shoulder rolls backwards, rolling those shoulder muscles backwards, and forward, rolling the shoulder muscles forward. So we loosen up the shoulder, upper back, and get that synovial fluid pumping in the shoulder area. Okay, we are ready to start. And I have a hand up already. What's the hand up? Let me just see if someone, I want to test my mic. So 1111111. Your hand is up. Can you hear me?
What'd you say?
Can you hear me?
What did you say?
I say, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. I'm checking. You're my mic check this morning, 111, because last Sunday I had so many problems with my studio, Blog Talk Studio. And so thank you for holding your hand up. And if you can hear me okay, we're going to go on with our joint rolling. Are you joint rolling with us this morning?
Amen. We rebuke all evil spirits of interference in the name of Jesus. In the name of God, we're going to claim all clarity this morning. And you're loud and clear. And I love your energy, girl.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We'll come back to you later. All right now. So we are rolling now. Let's get some music. Time for Healing by the Sounds of Blackness. If you want to see me rolling joints, go to my Facebook page. Viata, V-I-Y-A-H-T-A, or Vieta, V-I-E-T-T-A, Robinson. But let's get busy rolling these joints and getting high on life.
Now to show because of foolish pride. But pain is a sickness that is hard to cover, and it's the reason we mistreat each other, yeah.
Show the arm, the skin on the arms, how much you love them. And make sure you pat on the middle of your chest, activate that thymus gland, a gentle pat around the boobies, around the breast, men, you too, around the breast, activate the lymphatic system, get that microbiome activated as well, give that around your navel, give it a little massage and pat in both directions. Breathing in, and as you stand up, give those kidneys and buttocks some love. Pat down the kidneys. Love, love, love. Thank the kidneys and the adrenal glands for all the work they do. And let's come together. Let us come together and enjoy some knowledge and wisdom from our Creator, from all the information that we are gaining these days. So much knowledge coming forth that we can be grateful, so grateful for all the knowledge we gain as we travel on this planet, beautiful planet Earth. I arrived in Chicago yesterday. Thank you all for joining me this morning. And I didn't really know what I was going to talk about. I was rushing to get my bags packed the day before and running around trying to, I got my hair cut and my hair colored and had so much to do. And I said, okay, I got to get a show together. So I arrived in Chicago yesterday and I was going to Whole Foods, I think. Yeah, Whole Foods. And there were some women passing out some flyers that I'm going to show on my Facebook video. And I looked at the flyer and I thought, oh, okay, why are you doing this? And it says, let me read it to those of you who can't see me on the screen. This flyer says, vaccine for kids, 6 months through 4 years of age are here. Get vaccinated this summer at Kennedy King College, blah, 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 blah. Keep the entire family up to date. And guess what? You get $50 for booster doses only. Now, the footnote says a whole different thing, though. That $50 doesn't come easy. But they give the dates, and it's open to all Chicagoans, appointments, rebrand, Kennedy, blah, blah, blah. And the footnote reads, all Chicagoans 5 years and older eligible to receive one $50 gift card for booster doses only. Yay. Incentives provided will, while supplies that patients must verify they have not received more than $100 in COVID-19 incentives to qualify. Gift cards will be delivered by mail, not at the time of the appointment. Pfizer and Moderna vaccines offered for children ages 6 months through 4 years. Pfizer primary and booster doses offered for patients 5 and older. Now, the woman who was passing this out, a brown, dark-skinned woman, two dark-skinned women passing these out, really excited about it. And I said to her, do you know how the damage that vaccines are doing to kids? Oh, no, the vaccines don't hurt people. I got a vaccine. The vaccines are fine. And then she runs away. So I didn't even get a chance to debate. I was sitting in the car. My friend was out the car. He took the flyers from her and gave one to me. And the discussion ended there with, oh, no, vaccines are safe. So I thought, okay, here's another example of ignorance in the community that I am going to bring some light to, because that's what I do. Light shines on me. I bring it out because these vaccines have, I think, six times the amount of vaccines or something since I was a child in the 50s. There are so many vaccines out there that are damaging children. And the debate goes on of the benefits versus the harm that they're doing. So I think today is a good day to just educate a few people out there about why big pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer and Moderna cannot be trusted. Not only do they put fetal stem cells in these vaccines, but mercury. Some of the companies said, well, they took the mercury out and then they were testing and found the mercury was still in there. So how can you trust? The question is, how do you trust corporations like Pfizer and Moderna, who have had lawsuits in the bill, paid out billions of dollars in fines, not hundreds, not thousands, but billions of dollars in fines have been paid out to companies, to people after suing companies like Pfizer and Moderna. So I feel my job here is to educate the ignorance out there that promotes this type of thing. And the most important, word on this topic is Revelations 18:23. And it says that people would be deceived by big pharma or witchcraft. Pharmakeia is the word used in the Revelations, that people would be deceived. The nations, it says, the nations would be deceived by pharmakeia. So we're going to look into why that is so today. How are the nations deceived? Why are the nations being deceived? Well, mainly for profit. This goes back quite a few years that pharmaceutical companies, they have a better solution to the diseases in our society. And for sure, there have probably been some people whose lives may have been saved. But then there's our side effects to every pharmaceutical drug has a side effect, every one of them. And here, my first audio for you is a debate that doctors have been making for many years now. But one of the people in this debate is Barbara Lowe Fisher, who is a parent more than anything, but she runs the National Vaccine website that educates people about this jab that we decide to put in our bodies. And here is just a little bit about the debate that still goes on. This is actually from 2008, but the topic is very relevant today. And there are two women in here who bring the opposite side of this debate, as well as another doctor who hints at it, the result being autism and the physical problems that many children have now as a result of Big Pharma pushing their chemicals into children's bodies and so forth. So this is a debate on the doctor's show about this topic that obviously many people in the community are not aware of this, the information in this debate. So I want to share it with you today so that maybe you can share it with your friends.
In 2008, already over 130 cases of measles, the biggest outbreak since 1996. And the CDC is blaming these pockets of children where there are communities where parents are choosing not to vaccinate their kids. And this is a real concern for us.
Right, this is probably one of the biggest vaccine questions, because the measles vaccines, well, actually the MMR, which is part of the measles, that's probably one of the biggest controversial vaccines. Maybe 10 years ago, this thing with autism came up. But that's really seems to have settled down a lot. You know, most of the evidence linking measles with autism is kind of settled down, and most of the doctors and scientists agree that it probably isn't the major cause. But I still have a lot of parents coming into my office saying, I want to get vaccines, but I don't want to get that one. And I say, okay, well, let's talk about it. What are the risks of the measles? Most people don't know. 1 out of every 1,000 kids that get measles will die. It can be a fatal illness. It is very, very contagious.
Tell us what the measles are, because most people have never seen it.
Many times it's a mild illness. You get this terrible rash and a fever and terrible cold symptoms, and your child is miserable, cough. But in some kids, it can be much, much more severe than that and fatal.
That's a great point. We do have a guest. Barbara Lowe Fisher is here from the National Vaccine Information Center. I want you to give us your opinion. Is this measles outbreak something that you look at and think, well, whoa, we need to be careful here about the message we're sending to moms, because if they don't vaccinate, we could have a measles outbreak, and it could become an epidemic where, like years ago, 4 million people are getting the measles.
Well, I mean, I have to come from the perspective of a parent who has a vaccine-injured child. I mean, in 1980, I took my bright, healthy, precocious little 2.5-year-old boy in for a fourth DPT shot, and within hours of that shot, I witnessed him suffer a convulsion, a collapse shock, a state of unconsciousness, and he was eventually diagnosed with minimal brain damage, including multiple learning disabilities and attention deficit disorder. With regard to measles, 131 cases of measles out of 300 million people is not an epidemic. We have a 98% vaccination rate.
It's not an epidemic because kids are being vaccinated.
Okay, we have more than tripled the numbers of doses of vaccines we're giving our children in the last quarter century. At the same time, we have seen children become disabled and chronically ill. 1 in 6 child in America is now learning disabled. 1 in 9 has asthma. 1 in 100 to 150 develops autism. 1 in 450 has diabetes. That's the big question. Why are so many highly vaccinated children so sick?
And let's quickly explain how a vaccine works.
The vaccine, basically, it's an injection with maybe a killed virus in there or a killed bacteria. So that killed or part of the bacteria basically fools the immune system into thinking the child just got the illness, so that the immune system's memory can then be ready for the next time the child gets exposed to the real illness and can fight it off.
And so that's why we as doctors love vaccinations, because they prevent huge outbreaks of illnesses that can kill children. But explain to us why you feel so passionately.
Okay, the first sentence I have to say is I'm not out to ban vaccines. I believe in the concept of eradicating infectious diseases. Sure. Right now, the one size fits all for everybody, not working. A vaccination is a medical procedure that should have questions prior to getting a vaccination, such as, is your child currently ill? Is your child currently taking antibiotics? Does your family have a history of autoimmune disease? Is your child allergic to eggs, MMR, cultured in an egg medium? None of these questions are ever asked. A 5-pound preemie gets the same vaccination as a 10-pound full-termer. They need to be individualized.
And explain why you feel this way and why you decided not to vaccinate your youngest children.
So I have three children. My oldest, is kind of the sacrificial lamb. He was vaccinated and had a huge amount of thimerosal, huge amount of mercury. And after he had the MMR and the chickenpox vaccination on the same day, we never saw him again for 3 years.
He
developed autism.
He
lost language. He lost social skills. He lost bowel control. He became very sick within hours of vaccination. So, I held his hand over the proverbial fire. He got burned. Don't ask me to line up my other two children to get burned again. What kind of parent would I be?
And that's really the discussion we want to focus on here, is the requirement that you have to vaccinate your children in certain states. Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, but for the most part, vaccinations are required.
Right. You know, some of the other states will have religious exemptions, not just personal exemptions. But, yeah, some states you're stuck. You can't go to public schools. You may have to. A lot of parents have to homeschool, and that in itself creates a pocket.
Like, what if I have a familial history to a negative response to vaccination? I'm literally supposed to vaccinate or educate. Like, I have to choose education or vaccination. Should I be mandated by the government?
I will say no, you shouldn't, because I do have a few families in my practice that have some sort of familial tendency towards reactions to certain vaccines, the live vaccines, and they're in studies in a place like UCLA, but that's not all families, just a few families. That's why I'm against mandatory vaccines. I think somebody should have the right to say no. Here's the thing, there's a lot of studies out there. Some of them show zero, let's just talk about autism first. Some of them show no link, and some of them show a possible link. Me as a physician, I stayed with an open mind when the autism vaccine debate first came online, and I had a lot of parents scared and asking me questions, and I kind of went along with it. But over the years, over the last several years, the data has shown, okay, it probably isn't just the vaccines. What is it? We still don't know.
I believe there's other environmental triggers.
Many kids get these illnesses without getting vaccinated.
But what a great study. If Offit and Gerberding and a bunch of other people would go, let's study the vaccinated versus the non-vaccinated. Mm-hmm. No one is doing that study. Sure. That study needs to be done.
I do agree with you in terms of the one size does not fit all.
One size fits all doesn't work in medicine in general.
Right.
Exactly. So why are we doing that with vaccines?
Everyone wants doctors to have all the answers, but you can't have all the answers when there's an emerging new problem.
Mm-hmm.
And this new illness that's on the rise, something like autism, where there's absolutely no evidence that it's from vaccines.
I would love to protect my child from infectious diseases. Mm-hmm. I would love to walk into your office and feel completely confident.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd like this shot, this shot, this shot, and my child's going to be fine. The fact is, I walked in, he got shots, and he didn't speak to me for 3 years.
Dr. Altman, I'm curious your thoughts, because I have to tell you, I tend to agree with Dr. Sears that, hey, if you're a mom and you're educated and you don't want your kids to be vaccinated, you should have that choice if you're making an informed decision, in my opinion.
The problem is that these diseases are still out there. And when we have pockets of kids that aren't immunized, or infants that are too young to be immunized, or immunocompromised children that can't be immunized, these diseases spread very quickly, and we see a lot of children dying. Two things that I do want to point out, because I do find that moms, when they come to my office, they don't understand this, is that vaccines are always changing and being improved thanks to vaccine technology. The vaccines we give today are very different from the vaccines that we gave 30 years ago. And you explained how vaccines work. There's those little immunologic particles in them, or immunogenic particles. And all the vaccines together today have less of those than one vaccine did 30 years ago. So that's something that parents don't understand.
You'll forgive me if I don't trust the pharmaceutical industry. I'm sorry. Their bottom line is the dollar. My bottom line is my child. I don't trust the pharmaceutical industry.
Let me say this. I will guarantee you Dr. Altman and Dr. Sue's bottom line is saving child lives. I will guarantee you that they have
then
enough.
Then fall all over yourselves to make vaccines safer, and I will be the first one at your door to sign my kid up for inoculation.
I totally agree with you. I think vaccines have gotten safer, like you said. You know, even the vaccine that harmed your child, that's been improved, Barbara.
Like any other drug, they carry a risk that's greater for some than others. Informed consent has been the central ethical principle in the practice of modern medicine. Vaccines should be not separated out from the informed consent ethic. And I think it's a human right to be able to decide what you are willing to risk your life for or your child's life for.
I think it's so important. I sit down with parents if they're being vaccinated or not. Parents want to know. They want to be informed. And they want to know, what are my risks for catching an illness? What are my risks for being harmed by a vaccine? And between 1991 and 01, out of 1.9 billion doses of vaccines given, there was 18,000 adverse, bad outcomes. One in 5,500 doses of vaccines will cause a problem. That sounds pretty bad. But now, what are the kids' risks at catching one of these illnesses? 85,000 kids a year will catch some sort of vaccine-preventable illness. Out of 50 million kids, that comes to about 1 in 600 kids a year will catch some sort of vaccine-preventable illness, and that's each year.
But, Doctor, we still need to go back to this question, this big question. As we have suppressed so many infectious diseases in childhood, we have seen this corresponding rise in chronic disease and disability. And I think it's a fair question for parents to ask, and scientists and doctors in the federal health agencies have got to answer this for us. Have we traded something?
Let me say one last thing. The life expectancy in this country is longer than it's ever been, and it's because of things like vaccinations. Now, you have your fears, and I understand that, but the reason you do is because you have had a terrible tragedy in your life. But there are a lot of people still alive today because of vaccinations, and we need to recognize that. And whatever side you take, we can all agree we are after the same goal. We want to keep our kids healthy. The bottom line is talk to your doctors, make an informed decision. The overwhelming majority of pediatricians in this country strongly support vaccinations.
All right, there you have it. That's a little bit of knowledge. I have even more to share with you. But for now, if you have any comments or questions you'd like to make after hearing the doctor's debate with two parents, two women, who absolutely refuse to put any more injections in their children after seeing them damaged. That's kind of my journey. I was totally neutral about jabs in children and people, and I had my children vaccinated and so forth, until I started meeting women who were suffering with the side effects of their children after they had been given the childhood doses. And I met more and more women everywhere I was going. I was talking to women who were sharing with me the damage these injections were doing to their children. So fast forward, here we are in 2022. I fly into Chicago, and within a few hours, I meet women passing out little cards that say, "Vaccines for Kids," endorsed by, guess who, Mayor Lori Lightfoot of Chicago. So here we are in Chicagoland of what I call a lot of ignorance, because for these women to be going around promoting this and not giving some type of disclaimer about, yes, talk to your doctor, but here, $50 for the booster, you're going to get $50 for something that could damage you for the rest of your life. And one more thing before we go to the break. Last week, I pointed out a news item from the British newspaper or news source. 94% of the people who have died this year had been vaccinated fully, totally vaccinated with boosters and everything. 94% of the deaths that the British news reported stated, now you do your own research. I'm not your ultimate source of all, but I read this in an article that 94% of the people who died this year had been fully vaccinated. Put that in your peace pipe and smoke on it, as Mama AZ would say, as we go to a break. And when we come back, I'll take your calls. Press 1 if you have a comment or question. And then I want to share with you another TED Talk about this issue of jab. And then we're going to get into antibiotic resistance. Why are people resistant to antibiotics these days? The same old story. It has a lot to do the number of antibiotics they have to put in animals to sell them to the public. And then guess what? If you're eating a lot of Kentucky Fried and all the other chickens out there, guess what? They're full of antibiotics. Why? Because they can't raise all these chickens and sell them to this demanding public without shooting them up with plenty of antibiotics. But now the story I'm going to share with you is the CDC is blaming this on COVID. The antibiotic resistance, an old story about why people are resistant, is now being blamed on COVID. And guess what? The WHO and CDC are recommending, guess what? A new vaccine to help with the antibiotic resistance. This Twilight Zone episodes just continue year after year. Oh, all right, let's take a deep breath. Breathe. Breathe in, breathe out. Let go of the stress. Let go of any anxiety that you might be feeling about all this. And let's pass the popcorn and enjoy the show. So we'll be right back after the message.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
If you have any comments or questions, please press 1. I did a mic check with one of my listeners. Thank you, listener, for that. That would be mic check to figure out if everything's working smoothly. We had a lot of problems Sunday evening. But I'm back in the studio, and we're hearing Will, I think. So press 1 if you have any comments or questions. I want to play another educational debate on this topic of jabs and injections in our children. Oh, my goodness, they're after our children. So let's listen to a former congressman on autism, because a lot of the debate over the last 20, 30, 40 years has been whether vaccines cause autism or problems in children, neurological diseases, problems in children. Well, the parents of these children are speaking up loudly, loudly, loudly. But guess what? The news media continues to say there's no connection, there's nothing wrong going on. And here's another interview. I think it was one of the CNN people, but even a congressman held trials, or he held meetings for 3 years, and this is what he said.
Mercury is toxic to the human brain, and neurological problems have been caused by mercury, and mercury should not be in vaccines. My grandson got 9 shots in 1 day, 7 of which had mercury in it, and he became autistic in a very short period of time. We had scientists from around the world. Now, I'm for vaccination.
Can you tell me the name of any of these scientists who claim this? Because they go against what every study, I mean, the CDC says this, Institutes of Health, all these studies say you're just wrong.
Well, I'll be very happy to provide those for you. I didn't bring them with me. But I can tell you, I was chairman for 6 years. 3 years we had these hearings, and we did have those studies. And there's no question that many scientists around the world believe that the mercury in vaccinations is a contributing factor to neurological problems. Now listen, I'm for vaccinations, but we need to get the mercury out of all of them.
Well, are you against breastfeeding a child?
No, of course not.
Okay, but you are aware that methylmercury is actually in breast milk that's given to children. And in fact, the presence of, if a child is only breastfed, they get more methylmercury than they would ever have gotten in any of the vaccines. You're
aware
of
that,
right?
Well, let me just say I'm not an expert on breastfeeding.
Wait, so you hold hearings for 3 years and nobody ever told you that there's mercury in breast milk?
We never talked about that. What we talked about was the vaccinations.
Okay.
And mercury in vaccinations should not be there for adults or children.
Sir, you're aware that the kind of mercury that was in vaccines, which is no longer there, is different than the kind of mercury you get from fish, correct?
Let me just tell you.
Are you aware of that?
If you'll do your research, you'll find that any type of mercury injected into the human body can cause neurological problems.
Do you know what kind of mercury is in fish?
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, there's different kinds of mercury. There's methyl mercury, which is what's found in fish, which in high concentrations is toxic to human beings.
Right.
That's not the mercury that was ever in vaccines. You are aware of that, correct?
Well, all I can tell you is that if you'll talk to scientists around the world and look at the studies that we had before the committee, you'll find that they believe that mercury in vaccinations is a contributing factor to neurological problems, including autism. Now, we're for vaccinations.
I know you said that, but a 2010 study by the CDC showed that there was no association between prenatal and infant exposure vaccines that contained thermosal and increased risk for autism. In 2009, an Italian study showed that immunization with thermosal-containing vaccines does not decrease neuropsychological performance later in childhood. 2006, the FDA concluded there was no association between thermosol-containing vaccines and autism after reviewing evidence by the Institute of Medicine. I mean, the list goes on and on all the way back to 1999 when you were holding these studies. The FDA declared the use of thermosol in childhood vaccines poses no harm, and even out of an abundance of caution, they removed it, and the incidence of autism continued to rise.
You're a very bright young man, but I don't know where you're getting your information.
Well, it's called research. You could do it. I did research.
I did research for 3 years. Unfortunately, you haven't had the opportunity to research it for 3 years.
All right.
And I had scientists.
There's no convincing evidence of harm caused by the low doses of thimerosal in vaccines, except for minor reactions like redness and swelling at the injection site. I got a list of dozens of studies. I could spend a long time just reading them to you, but I don't think it's going to make any difference. Hundreds of thousands of kids have been tested.
I will tell you this. You did not tell me you wanted me to bring all the studies, but since you're such an expert on these, I'll be very happy to provide you numerous studies
right.
that show that mercury is toxic and should.
Now, in my opinion, that's why you don't listen to CNN. Who sponsored CNN? An average adult person can watch news and figure out why Anderson Cooper would spew out such lies and disinformation about something like mercury. Did you know mercury was in breast milk, you asshole? Excuse my French. But what kind of sense does that make to bring up that mercury is in breast milk? And the mercury that they're putting intentionally in these injections is different from what you're getting out of a mother's nipple. I mean, that's why you don't listen to CNN. That's why I recommend you turn off the news, because that kind of stupidity is what they're going to do to support their sponsors. And who do you think their sponsors are? Number one sponsor on CNN is Pfizer Corporation that makes vaccines. So we can end that debate, and I would go along with a congressman who did a 3-year study and witnessed his own grandchild develop autism after receiving vaccines. Now, that doesn't end there, because the news items that I'm sharing with you today are full of information that you can do your own research. And here's one, the VAERS data. The VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, is a website on the CDC now that shows vaccine injuries, V-A-E-R-S. You can go there and you can see how many people have had serious adverse event reports. So this day, this week in the news, VAERS data reveal John F. Kennedy or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has a website called the Children's Defense Fund. This man has been advocating for parents for many, many years about vaccine injuries, and he reports all the information you need to make a sound decision on whether you want to inject your child with vaccines or jabs. So this report in particular he presents to us is the VAERS data from the CDC website reveals serious adverse event reports in babies after mRNA COVID shots. So we are now in 2022. In fact, June 15, 2022, the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Adversary Committee of the U.S. FDA advised the FDA to grant an emergency use authorization for Moderna and Pfizer COVID to be given to infants under age 5 in June of 22. So they just passed, they once again agreed or passed a new recommendation to give children under 5 and as young as 6 months old these new BioNTech mRNA COVID-19. Now here's what happened. And this became the first, we became the United States big pharma country, became the first country in the world to give COVID vaccines to babies under the age 2. What does that tell you about the United States of America's orgy that they're having with pharmaceutical companies? The people who are passing these laws, who are making these decisions, in my opinion, are having an orgy with Pfizer and Moderna. They're all in bed together making money. So here the FDA denies serious adverse reactions to mRNA COVID shots in children under age 5. So on the same day, the Vaccine-Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, they love to have these long words and names to put on their ignorance and their agenda, really. They released a report listing adverse events reported following mRNA COVID shots in the underage 5 group, which included fever, chills, injection site pain, fatigue, excessive sleepiness, irritability, headache, crying, body pain, swollen lymph nodes, vomiting, and diarrhea. So they give you the full report here. And they reported 58 life-threatening reactions. And it does report, the report states, safety concerns identified from post-authorization data in VAERS, the vaccine injury site, for other age groups, which includes, now listen to this, These are the other safety concerns. Anaphylaxis, myocarditis. Myocarditis has been very popular. That's inflammation of the heart. Inflammation of the heart after receiving these vaccines. And pericarditis. But it does not specifically discuss safety concerns as related to the younger age group. Well, in June of this year, the VAERS data cited 58 life-threatening reactions to the MR COVID shots in children under age 3. A June 13th analysis of VAERS data reported by RT Magazine in Israel show reports for at least 58 life-threatening events in infants and toddlers. Before the analysis was conducted, reports in which a child was exposed to COVID shots through breast milk were removed from the data pool, as were cases. So this number doesn't even represent the full amount of injuries with these shots. Case histories of COVID shot reaction reports in infants. Authors of VAERS reported, looked at 58 reported cases. Following are summaries of the three case histories include two babies under 2 months old. One of the most serious adverse reactions reports is that of a 43-day-old female baby who received Pfizer's Comirnaty biologic on January 3rd. And this is what happened. 43 days old, that's less than 3 months old, right? Female patient received a Comirnaty intramuscular, what ignorance of a parent to do that. That's almost criminal for a parent to give that Comirnaty in experimental vaccine to their child. How much did they pay them? As a single dose for COVID-19 immunization. Medical history included asthma from an unknown date and unknown if ongoing. The patient's concomitant medications were not reported. The patient experienced circulatory disorder, lightheadedness, asthma exacerbation, dyspnea, I don't know what, the respiratory distress, the outcome of events not recovered. Sender's comment, asthma and so forth. So it's really very clear that the side effects, again, for pharmaceuticals are always going to happen. And you can review vaccine adverse event reports on MedAlerts. So when women are out there handing out flyers at the complimentary of Chicago Mayor Larry Light, yeah, I'm calling her out, and then at the bottom, Pfizer and Moderna vaccines offered for children, and they're what this is a bribe. They're bribing parents to give their children an injection of boosters and so forth. And these could be their regular school boosters. Children today are getting all these vaccinations for school, and now Big Pharma Mafia wants to add on even more to these poor little bodies. Their brains don't even develop till they're in their 20s. And yet we have people promoting medical injections on the streets of Chicago. Yeah, I'm calling you out, Chicago. And I haven't seen them in my neighborhood yet, but I'm calling out every city for that matter that would promote injections for children on experimental injections or vaccines that have been proven to have side effects that range from autism to asthma and all kinds of neurological problems. And once again, the bottom line is talk to your doctor. If that's what you have, if you have a pediatrician or doctor, talk to your doctor. Make sure you get informed consent on anything they do to your child and you. And one size does not fit all. Again, 94% of the deaths in UK this year were from people who had been fully vaccinated. The long-term side effect is there. And if you're a conspiracy theorist, we all know that the whole point of these vaccines is to reduce the population. And that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to go to the phones. We have a caller who has pressed one. So I do want to hear your comments and your experience, if you have them, on getting these injections, because The government's not going to be honest, obviously. Big Pharma's not going to be honest. So it's up to us, the people of the United States, global population, to stay informed about the side effects and anything else, any other information on the agenda of propaganda to promote the billions in profits for these pharmaceutical companies. Pfizer made something like $63 billion in profits last year. Oh, my goodness. Let's go to the phone. 779-801, your mic is open. Welcome. Do you have a comment or question for us?
Why you put this show on, girl? I woke up and had to get angry. This is Maika, Grand Rising. Dumbest stuff I've ever heard.
Because I met these two women in the parking lot. Not hours after I land in Chicago, women are giving me a flyer about vaccines for kids. So it's like,
this
okay.
I'm not even a cursor and want to curse, but I know we're on the show.
Yes.
You know, America is touted as being a place where women, the most educated women are. But I tell you, these dumb broads, they go around promoting abortion, and then they go kill their children with these vaccinations. They're not educated. That doesn't fare well for education. Stay away from American education. If they leave women to be giving their babies vaccines and stuff like that after 6 years old. You know, this whole dialysis thing, what are those places called where people go?
DaVita is one.
Yeah, those kind of places. That's the result of the vaccines they gave people in the 50s. You know, so it takes years before the side effects of these vaccines show up fully. For most people, for some people, some show up immediately, but they're not going to tell you about it because they're not going to change their policy. Even if they found people dropping dead the next day, they wouldn't change their policy because they didn't already bought into the mafia. These chemical companies that are making millions and billions of dollars off of your foolishness. I'm just sad that I live in a country where people are said to be educated, but they're just fools. They're just ignorant. They don't think. I mean, how can you, everybody knows that you don't put mercury in the body. You know, they were doing that back there during Genghis Khan's times and stuff like that before that, and people were dying. It's just going crazy. It's unconscionable to think that a mother would sacrifice her child like that and not do the research and study and just have common sense about what her child needs. There are natural herbs and oils and all kind of things that the great universe has provided for us to heal ourselves and our children. We don't need to go to no artificial anything. Thank you, Viata, for the show, but I'm upset now. But anyway, God bless you, darling.
Well, I was, and I don't know if you heard Anderson Cooper comparing the mercury in women's breast milk.
I heard the crazy, you know who it was, but that was crazy beyond belief, him talking like that. I mean, wow, what is this?
Well, that's what happened. Thank you, Maika, for your comment, because that's what happens when the big pharmaceutical companies run the show. And that's what's happening. We're seeing evidence, clear evidence, for those of us who are educated and awake and conscious, and those who are not, well, I send light and love. And
you mean really
wake.
Educated. Self-educated.
Right. So that, and I have another call. Thank you, Maika, for tuning in. And calm down. We got some, you got some essential oils, lavender. Smell the lavender.
Oh, my God. So
and
upset.
Keep sharing. We need you to share this knowledge with these ignorant women out there. Oh, that's all I could say about these women walking around with these flyers. Wow, what ignorance. How dare you? How dare you promote drugs? In fact, I said to my friend who I was with, that's a drug pusher. You got these women going around pushing drugs on children. So calming down, it's like, The mercury in mother's breast milk is being compared to the mercury they put in a vaccine. That is because Anderson Cooper works for Big Pharma. CNN, ABC, CBS, they get lots of money from companies like Pfizer and Moderna to promote their products, and they have to say what is pleasing to their sponsors. So let me go to another caller, 773-977. Your mic is open.
Hi, this is Lois in Chicago, and I'm not going to take up much time, but thank God for everyone. But everything that you're saying today and what our callers have said, you know, we can reiterate everything by what happened to our President Biden.
Yeah. So
that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Lois, thank you, Lois, for bringing in President Brandon, as I call him. Let's go, Brandon. That's what I call him. I have to laugh at his antics these days. But, yeah, I heard that the president has contacted COVID or has corona, the virus or something, and he supposedly was vaccinated. So, yeah, just read the headlines. Don't read anything but the headlines, I think, just to get a clue of the deception, the level of deception, evil, crookedness, and misinformation that we have to deal with on a regular basis. And I don't even have to look at the news to fly into a city to have people putting flyers in my face about what women should be doing. But I'm grateful. I'm actually grateful I ran into those women so that it was a reminder that I needed to put this knowledge out again. In case there's anyone in my studio audience that is thinking about giving their children or even themselves more injections, when 90-some percent of the people who have been in hospitals and who have died this year have been fully vaccinated and had the booster. I had before we go to break, I had a friend send me a Facebook Messenger. Again, she's a Chicago resident, but never mind, that she had been fully vaccinated. And she ended up in the emergency room with the Omicron variant, blah, blah, blah. And they had to give her two more drugs to save her life. Now, how does that register in your brain when someone's been fully vaccinated, they thought they were safe? And then she had the nerve to tell me she's going to get the next booster in August. I'm like, light and love to you, honey. Have a good day. Goodbye. I can't deal with that level of ignorance anymore. I'm just doing what I do and keeping the flow of knowledge, wisdom, and compassion flowing as much as I can. So we got to go to another break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Ooh, yeah. And we're back. If you have a question or comment, press 1, and I'll open up your mic. And as even as the mayoral candidate of Chicago, Willie Wilson, says, we need a better education. We got to protect our children. These government officials have lost their effing minds, in my opinion. And Willie Wilson is a humanitarian, and that's what I like about him. He might have a better opportunity to change things in the city of Chicago than some of these idiots like Lightfoot, who's been in there just taking money and promoting big pharma. That's what they do. So let us continue raising our awareness and knowledge about the things around us, and especially the things in the misinformation media. So my title of the show is about antibiotics. And this is important because all the people out there who eat meat, they are kind of ignorant about this topic. Because even though the CDC, the WHO issues an urgent call to develop vaccines now for antibiotic resistance. And the CDC is blaming the problem on the pandemic. This is a typical sign of narcissism right here. Blame, 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 blame. WHO wants an urgent call to develop vaccines. They're going to blame the CDC, blames the problem on the pandemic, and they just keep passing the buck. Nobody has a really genuine solution. So here's basically the report so you can process it and share it and just become aware of the problem and the solution. I'm going to give you the solution to this problem that they can't seem to understand. Or they don't want to report the wisdom. They cannot report the wisdom around this problem. So that's why I'm here. Hello. In a report, July 12, Centers for Disease Control and prevent, U.S. said U.S. deaths from antibiotic-resistant bacteria, commonly called superbugs, rose 15% in 2020. The report examined the impact of COVID-19 on antimicrobial resistance. That's AM, stands for AMR, antimicrobial resistance, according to the CDC. Drugs were widely dispensed to treat COVID-19, address bacterial infections during hospitalizations. On the same day, July 12, CDC published its report. The World Health Organization also issued a report on antimicrobial resistant disease, which focused on developing vaccines to address the issue. More problem after problem. We're going to treat the problem with another problem, vaccine. In a press release about the report, the director of the WHO's immunization, vaccines violent to our call for an agency, leverage the lessons of COVID vaccine development and speed up our search for vaccines to address AMR. Everything, every problem now has a solution as vaccines. This is like another Twilight Zone episode, is it not? Almost 80% of patients hospitalized with COVID were given an antibiotic, even though antibiotics aren't even useful for viral infections. Due to the difficulty in distinguishing COVID from pneumonia when patients first arrived at the hospital, historic gains made on antibiotic stewardship were reversed as antibiotics were often the first option. The CDC reported and noted a rise in the following 6 superbug bacterial infections and 2 fungal infections with an overall increase of 15%. I am not going to even read these bacteria. They're part of your microbiome. Let's just put it that way. They're already in us, around us, on us. And now they're claiming that these are problems, just like the coronavirus became a problem 3 years ago. So the Center for Disease Control, one of your most corrupt government organizations, emphasized it, quote, remains committed to the U.S. National Action Plan for Combating Antibiotic-Resistant Bacteria and will move forward in addressing gaps in the public health system, let's just say the public sick system, sick care system, by exploring investments. I like that they're being honest, investments by Big Pharma in U.S. healthcare infrastructure, enhanced data systems, antibiotic antifungal use, environment and sanitation, and finally vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics. Let me get to, and they have a 94, they had to have a 94-page report on the first ever pipeline of vaccines. Got it, on and on and on. So here's what the Children's Defense is saying about all this, not to mention potential investors could lose interest in the antibiotic industry. However, the global antibiotic market is projected to grow from $38 billion in 2021 to $45 billion in 2028. That's the global antibiotic. I'm going to put a plug right here for Golden Seal and Echinacea, favorite antibiotic, and oregano oil. There's three natural immune system boosters, Golden Seal, Echinacea, and oregano oil, strong herbal formulas that help you resist overgrowth of bacteria. So here's what the Children's Defense, Robert Kennedy's website, is suggesting is part of the solution, is to become aware of this. The CDC and the WHO ignore the major cause of these antibiotic-resistant bugs or medications. Antibiotic use in industrial meat production. The 94-page identified all these vaccine candidates and they urgently developed blah, 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 public health threats, blah, 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 and the drugs designed to kill the germs, blah, blah, blah. The whole problem is stemming from what the Children's Defense Organization is the overuse of antibiotics on industrial factory farms. And that's pretty much all you really need to know about this newsline headline. So the reality and the truth, and this is, you can Google this. This has been information out there for years that in order to bring all these chickens and beef to market, especially the chickens, they're growing these huge chickens so they can provide Kentucky Fried and all the other chicken places with enough fried chicken, baked chicken, whatever chicken for the public consumption. In order to do that, they have to raise them in these huge industrial farms. And guess what? They got to pump them up with antibiotics to make sure they don't have any diseases growing in them from the stress of these industrial farms. So you can begin to see what's going on, I think, by this information, basically, that when you're eating animals that have already been, that have antibiotics in their meat, in their skin, in their flesh, and it's getting into your body, the moment you have to go to a hospital for treatment, your body has already been dealing with antibiotics. And so the antibiotics they're presenting to you possibly are not going to work because they've already bombarded you with antibiotics that were in your chicken that you were eating and your beef and whatever else. But no, our brilliant administrators, pharmaceutical, WHO, CDC, say, we just need another vaccine. All you need is another drug that'll further bring your microbiome, these trillions of microbes, out of balance to cause even more side effects. And that's why it's easy for me to believe they're just trying to reduce the population. Because every solution they come up with is ridiculous. So let me go to the phones again. If you know that it's ridiculous, if you have knowledge and wisdom, number one, about the creator's plan for this advanced communication system, and if you have knowledge and wisdom about herbs and plants from Mother Earth, and if you have knowledge and wisdom about your experience for 60-some years on the planet, then what they're coming up with is absolute insanity. Let me open up the mic. I want to hear from you and how you're doing and how you're going to respond to this new episode of The Twilight Zone. 334-820, your mic is open.
First of all, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
First of all, give me honor to God the Mother and God the Father. At this point, Viata, I'm upset just like Maika. But the Bible says be angry and sin not. So, you know, and I've been trying to help my black people and my black family. This is Neil MacArthur, first of all, so you'll know who I am.
Okay,
By the way, it's a penny a minute that you pay when you dial a 515 number.
Right.
So a penny a minute. So like the old folks used to say, can I get, they go ahead and put your 2 cents in when they teaching you how to be patient and just listen. So ask you for my 2 cents or my 30 seconds like Naima gives me sometimes. But for all the minutes, the 60 minutes, the 2 hours actually, because I don't always have 2 hours. I have other obligations and other businesses and things I have to take care of, and I try to bring people in that fly with me to listen and get knowledge to the female solution. But then I want to be treated like you know, well, you just do what I say and you chime in when I chime in and whatever the case may be. It's hard to help black people.
Let me apologize for
now
having
you. I can't even get 30 seconds. I can't even get a minute in. See, I can't even get 2 cents in before you cut me off. And we ask about what's going on with communication, what's going on in the black community, what's going on with this evil that's going on. Because Herod, when he found out about Jesus, that when the wise man said there's going to be a Messiah born, you know, the King Herod, he was an evil faggot, just like Anderson Cooper and CNN. Evil. That's what we're dealing with, evil. Because I didn't know it was Anderson Cooper doing that evil with the congressman. He's a crafty little devil. Crafty. So they use wisdom that they use. That's why the congressman said, oh, you're bright. Then he cut him off again. They're very crafty. I love talking to them and putting them in their place, in their evil, ignorant place, because they think they're crafty with their little evil ways they use. But they trick ignorant people. And black people are the most, they under the Willie Lynch spirit so hard, girl. You spoke to it. You spoke to it about the women. My ego spoke to it about the ignorant women. These sisters, and I talk to them when I'm in the East Coast. Activists, soldiers, women out there on the front line, talking about the man and the system and the evil going on in the system, blah, blah, blah. Man, you could sit right there and take the same pills and injections and everything, your vaccines, that you don't know what's in it, and you give it to your daughter. That's why God has blessed you to bring it to the fore this morning. Bring it to the fore this morning. And have the courage to speak out on it, Viata. Because you were one of the first to be with Naima when she started the radio station. Because when I met her, she looked very disheveled. She was an old 675, old raggedy Malibu at Operation Push. And I took her in my car and I drove her to go on some errands. And when I bought some bean pies right there by Night and Stony, she ate them like she had no bean pies in years. So I assume she might have been confined or something. But you were with her from the beginning. And I remember your voice and your spirit and it's on it, and always bringing knowledge and wisdom, trying to bring knowledge and wisdom and talking about your struggle. Because my testimony, you have to talk about your testimony as opposed to Naima talking down to folks like it's their problems and they got to do this. You always came with your testimony, how the devil attacked you and your health. You started from that premise. And the devil, speaking of these vaccines, the devil attacked me. I was in Detroit. I'm a United States Air Force nuclear officer at the highest level, intelligence at the highest level, domestic terrorism, the evil they use to scare people into submission, and the poverty, black pimps and whites. It ain't got to do with the color, but it's real sad when you see the ones they buy in the community, like you were just talking about, to tell you to take this vaccine, have an abortion, kill your baby. Put that psychological trauma, kill that, like Herod said, kill. And when he found out that Messiah was born, King Herod, that faggot devil, said, kill every baby under 2 years old. That means if he'd been born, but they didn't know where he was. He's like, where is he? Well, fine, we don't know where he is, sir. We just know that he's been born. Well, kill every baby under 2 years old. That means if he'd been born or going to be born, or thinking about be born, that it's passed through the seed, through your lungs. The spirit is passed through your lungs. And when the spirit manifests, the devil sees it. And they say, we're going to cut that out. That's what Herod said. It's going on right now. That's what the vaccine is. Sterilization. And Bill Gates and his wife, which was really a business partnership, just like Anderson, he's just like Anderson Cooper. He got put out of several countries in Africa, studying the COVID virus, the COVID vaccine, because it's really for sterilization. Because Bill Gates has a TED talk talking about population control. And really what this is about, it's not about money. Money is just a tool.
Yes. Yes, is my mic open?
That when I need them, I can't come and say it's because of God sent me and I'm on Muhammad's mission. No, I need to have some cash. Because the devil, that's what they use the cash for. That's a tool. That's what they get paid for them vaccines they give you. That's taxpayer money. They ain't free. They use that in the war chest to fight against people like me, the good people, and yourself, to scare you and shut people like Naima and trick them into being sold and sell their soul. And like you said, they sell their babies. They sell everything. And what the devil did to me when I was about to commit suicide in Detroit at the first, my uncle's house and my auntie's house, the first black, by the way, Norman Turkey Stern, to go in the White Cooper Town Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame, America's favorite pastime. I was in his house right there on Carter Street, Ralph Linwood, where my dad, where I was born. And the devil said, you let your family down. You let your mama down. You let your baby down. Now, you can't even walk up the steps, you crippled ass nigga. You might as well kill yourself. You ain't got no use. God done let you down. Same thing he told Job. I've been there. That's why your testimony was so important and touched my spirit when you gave in the beginning. Talk about how the devil attacked your health. And what you're doing right now, you're bringing truth to the fore, having the courage to do it. And that day, I put the knife on my arms, Beata. I went down and got a butcher knife. And I said, yeah, you're right, devil. I might as well kill myself. And I pressed it down on my arm. And God came and said, the devil can't touch you. If you let him trick you into doing it yourself, he got you. You got to let him stick that needle in your arm, on your child's arm. You got to put it in. You got to ingest it. You got to take the drug because God gives you free will, Beata, to chew. So you can't blame on nobody. You can't blame on nobody else. Well, John made me do it. I didn't know he was married, so that's why Naima attacked him on 63rd Street like a wild, crazy woman. She won't talk about that testimony. She talked about, like they say in church, Beata, can I get a witness?
Brother, I want you to know
I'm going to let the Holy Spirit have its way. Alhamdulillah. And Brother Kareem, I want to get back with Brother Kareem on the fact that he talked about the male, how God came through him, and he challenged the ancestors, Muhammad, and everybody else talking about the male, what the male's purpose is, ejaculation, and the male purpose. Mama Joy had to set Naima up because she was cutting in and shutting him.
Well, brother, let me say this. Oh, he dropped. Okay, his call dropped. I wanted to just say I so appreciate someone being so transparent about their life. And I want to thank that call dropped for some reason. But I want to thank brother MacArthur, I think his name was, for being so transparent and sharing. And he's just another example of people who are in pain and who have been close to suicide. And so this show is really all about sending lots of love and light to you through the knowledge I have, through the experience I have, and the growth in compassion that I have. And so sometimes we don't want to hear what people have to say when they're being transparent, but I know there's someone out there who needed to hear that about suicide, because that's what happens to a lot of us. We get so down and we hear voices about saying we're nothing or we're no good or so forth. But I want to just thank the brother for chiming in and sharing that with us, because I really respect you for sharing that information with us about your personal journey. That is why we're here. We're here to share our testimony. Some people don't want to hear that, but that's what's going to help us grow, is sharing your personal testimony. And I'm not sure if 773-66 773-366, your mic is open. I don't remember if I got this, open this mic before. Did you have a comment, 773-366?
Yes, Grand Rising.
Oh, Naima, I keep forgetting your other number. Sorry. And then we have Mama waiting afterwards. Maybe we'll get her after the break. But go ahead, Naima.
Yes. Yes, we do have a lot of people in pain and a lot of people, especially our veterans who are suffering from PTSD, and many of them have gone through suicidal episodes, and many of them have been injected with drugs while in the military and were part of the experimentation that the government did. So we're seeing the effects of that. But there's something that Maika said earlier that I think is very critical for us to grasp. You know, the TV age started in about the 50s, and largely the commercials, you know, it was financed by the pharmaceutical industries and so forth. So we've had 7 decades of programming to take drugs. And like Maika was pointing out, we're seeing the effects of that drug taking because the pharmaceutical products affect your kidneys. So now we've got this rise in kidney failure and all these dialysis centers. It's a direct result of that lifestyle we've been programmed for the last 7 decades of taking drugs. So all of this is happening for us, not to get angry. No, I understand Micah's spirit. You know, you want to get angry at the deception, but really it's for us to take responsibility for our lives, take responsibility for our health, take responsibility for the knowledge of our bodies, take responsibility for what the earth is sharing with us in terms of natural herbs and things that can repair damage to our bodies, and not depend on these pharmaceutical industries that are just out for a profit, and they've been programming us to be dependent for the last 7 decades. So there's a reason why natural cures and natural remedies aren't paid for by your insurance. It's to discourage you from turning in that direction. So we should know this. We have a responsibility to understand this and take responsibility for our own health. There's a certain point you can't point the finger at somebody because nobody's making anybody do anything. The only thing they can do is manipulate you by your fear. And I really feel for parents who are being put in a position of being told, well, your child can't go to school unless they get a shot. Well, again, the assumption is if my child doesn't go through school and pass these grades, then they're not going to be able to survive. That's not true, because what your child needs is skills that they can share, and many of the most successful people did not finish school. So you still, again, you can take the responsibility of educating your child with what they need to know, survival skills, skills that they can get paid for. And if the public schools want to force your hand, it's so easy to educate them online now. There are so many options. So we have to stop being manipulated by our fears and take responsibility for our lives and take control out of the hands of those who just use our bodies for profit. And we can see the result. We're looking at the rising dialysis centers all over our communities where all of us have been conditioned to take drugs for the last 70 years. And we should learn a lesson from that.
Absolutely.
But we can't get mad at anybody but ourselves, because we keep doing the same thing the same way, expecting different results. And the president and the vice president and so many other prominent people who were pushing those shots caught COVID. So that was a lesson for us. Look at it. It's right in your face. Now,
right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Viata. We appreciate you.
Thank you, my sister, for that. That's a beautiful summary of what we're talking about. But here's a report on the kidneys, speaking of kidneys, and then we're going to go to the break, and then I'll take your call, 336, I'll take your call after the break. But since Naima mentioned the kidneys and dialysis, and here's something that I wanted to share with you about how drinking soda on a hot day can damage kidneys, leading to diabetes, heart. This is from Dr. Joseph Mercola's website. And it says, research demonstrates the acute deleterious effects soda can have on your kidney function when used to quench your thirst during exertion on a hot day. Drinking soda causes dehydration and raises markers for kidney disease when consumed after performing manual labor or exercise in 95 degree Fahrenheit weather. When you exert yourself in a hot environment, your body regulates blood pressure and conserves water by reducing blood flow to your kidneys. A sudden and steep drop in blood flow through your kidneys can cause acute kidney injury due to the fact that it reduces the amount of oxygen being delivered to your kidneys. Now, there's a plug for deep breathing all the time. When the oxygen is being reduced by a choice of soda, here we go. Solution, more breathing, less sodas maybe. Your diet has an overriding influence over the health of your kidneys. With sugar and excess protein, especially all those meats with antibiotic already in them for contributing to the resistant antibiotic problem, topping the list of food components known to cause problems when consumed regularly. Poor kidney function is also associated with a number of other serious health problems, including type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. So here are symptoms, signs of kidney problems include frequent urination, problems urinating, pain or burning sensation during urination, and chronic thirst. Good kidney function is essential for maintaining homeostasis in your body, starting with the composition of your blood. For example, our kidneys are responsible for maintaining proper pH level and electrolyte balance, the ratios of sodium, potassium, and phosphates. And they also produce hormones that make red blood cells and those that help regulate your blood pressure. So I hope that information is helpful, along with the information we're giving you about the amount of drugs people are putting in their bodies. This system, this advanced communication system, needs loving care. And when you read something like that that says the pH is regulated by the kidneys, well, my experience is that what affects the pH more than anything in your body or anything outside of your body is your emotions. Your emotions of anger, resentment, jealousy, and especially fear. If you're carrying fear, and that's the whole agenda for this new round of Twilight Zone propaganda about antibiotic resistant, we need a vaccine, children need a vaccine, parents are going to be afraid if they don't get a vaccine. All of that fear mongering affects the kidneys, and guess who profits from all that? Big Pharma. So I'm so grateful for all of you listening in every week to gain the knowledge to take charge of your health. Otherwise, you're going to be a pawn on the chessboard of the big elite to reduce the population, and your pawn is going to be flying off the chessboard if you don't gain the knowledge and make choices in your life to improve your health. So, and take charge of your health. So we'll be right back after these messages. Again, we have another line of our last group of commercials. We'll be right back with 336-350, and I think I have to go to 312-671. We'll see you soon.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Community and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Hallelujah, greetings in the spirit of Way O and Yah Shalom. Way O means we are one. Yah is Hebrew sacred name for God, and Shalom means peace. I'm Evangel Mamadi Love Yah Nubian, and I'm inviting you to join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Wisdom with Mamadi. Call in number 515-605-9325. Wisdom. Women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. And spiritually speaking, men who do the will of Yah are mothers too. As a Montessori educator, author, activist, international award-winning poet, and ordained minister, females, I want you to say farewell to all things seen and unseen that prevent your potential. You bring forth life and give birth to babies. A kid is an animal beast with four legs. A child is a human being.
Now, I have to mention this because it popped in on my phone, Facebook Watch. Dr. Jen Caudill is this beautiful brown-skinned doctor who has been promoting jabs for the last 3 years. She actually got sick, too. Something happened with her heart because she got the jab. And here's a message I want to decipher and translate for you. She says, Omicron BA5 is driving up COVID infections. Throughout the U.S., will cities reinstate mask mandates? Well, let me read a news item that I have for you today before I go to the phone so you can comment on this, because we just got to come out of this ignorance, people. Doctors like her, I just shake my head and go, oh, no, here we go again, another Twilight Zone episode, because there's a new study on masks that came out as if we didn't know enough about it. But this one shows all the problems with masks. And then I had an actual audio about that, but I want to read you the new study on masks so you people can take these damn masks off and breathe and have faith. Okay, researchers find high bacterial fungal counts in face masks. Surprise! In a first-of-its-kind study, researchers found high counts of both fungi and bacteria on face masks worn by the study subjects. On the face side, bacterial colonies were found in 99% of the samples. On the outer side, bacterial colonies were found in 94% of samples. Researchers found fungal colonies in 79% of the face side samples and 95% on the outer. While the bacteria tended to die off after the masks were removed, the fungi continued to grow and accumulate with usage. Bacterial counts also were higher in males' masks than females. Researchers said, since masks can be a direct source of infection to the respiratory tract, digestive tract, and skin, it is crucial to maintain their hygiene to prevent bacterial and fungal infections that exacerbate COVID. Now, this is 2022 that this comes out. And here's a little piece about what happened 3 years, what they were saying 3 years ago, how we got bamboozled. Just
but
listen.
First, information that could save your life. Information that desperate politicians prefer not to tell you. It's about those face masks that as of Wednesday will be compulsory in Victoria and who knows, maybe in New South Wales after that.
We are going to be wearing masks in Victoria and potentially in other parts of the country for a very long time.
Wearing a mask makes a practical difference. So just following people who wear masks and the settings in which masks are worn has shown that there's a really significant two-thirds or more reduction in transmission.
But how true is that really? Is this new law really coming in simply because the Victorian government is desperate to be seen to be doing something about this second wave of new infections that it created by totally mismanaging its quarantine hotels? What a disaster it created. Today, again, another 275 new infections. But the government can't afford to shut down the whole economy to fight it, and getting people to wear masks seems a much easier option. But how safe exactly is that option? And the way it's now sold, is that actually putting lives in danger? You see, this advice is a big change from what you were told until now. Until now, the Victorian government said no need for bans. In fact, the Federal Health Department's advice still says that wearing masks in the general community is not generally recommended, unless keeping physically distanced from everyone else is hard, say in a train or a bus. And the World Health Organization agrees. It says the widespread use of masks by healthy people in the community setting is not yet supported by high quality or direct scientific evidence. And there are potential benefits and harms to consider. Potential harms? Well, yes, indeed. Here is America's top coronavirus expert.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
Okay, so wearing a mask if you're sick.
Now, that was the infamous Dr. Anthony Fauci 2 or 3 years ago, I don't remember, telling people you really don't need to wear a mask, it's not going to help, blah, 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 blah. And here we are in 2022, and I still see people wearing a mask. Where have you been? Have you not been listening to not only the voice of your creator inside of you that says putting a cover over a diaper over your mouth is not going to protect you, and the word is, it's like putting a chain link fence up to protect you from mosquitoes. Do you get the picture now? Picture mosquitoes, trying to keep mosquitoes out with a chain link fence with holes as big as your hand, some of them. So let us get wiser, 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 and stop complying with the insanity and the psychopathic government that we are under. Let us create our new government, new health, true health system, right here on Health and Wellbeing. And all the week we give you all kinds of good information, knowledge, wisdom from the Female Solution to help you rise above the insanity that we are in right now. And again, this is a transitional period from third dimensional insanity, wrong, right, good, bad, fear, 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 into fourth dimension and fifth dimension, peace, love, compassion, and nonsense gone. So let me go to the phones. Mama AZ, your mic is open. Thank you for joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm grateful, Dr. V, to be on this side of the... Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm very grateful for the brother to express what he has roaming or permeating within him. I'm grateful too, Dr. V, that he's so transparent and open with his feelings, because he's able to share where a lot of other people are not. And that's
yes.
kind of harmful to their mind, body,
yes.
and spirit.
Yes.
And I'd like you to, do you have your book, or do you know why kidneys are involved according to Louise Hayes? Because you know Charles left the building. He was on dialysis 4 times a week. and like Dr. Lateef, and thank you for that information. And thank you too, Dr. Maika. Women are pitiful. And this is the best time to be living on the planet to relearn the things that we have been dumbed down from or uneducated about, because these are crucial times, but these are also very excellent times to be living, because as Dr. Lateef says, we can make a difference. You know, women have the opportunity to make a difference. And now back to the kidney. What does kidney represent, actually?
Okay, I have Louise Hay's book, my favorite book of all time, on helping people overcome the metaphysical way to overcome disease, the mental causes, physical. And so under kidney, and thank you, Mama AZ, for reminding us that diseases all show up first on the invisible realm or the metaphysical realm, then they manifest in the physical. So it's always a deeper invisible cause to diseases. And for Louise Hay, she says kidney problems are about criticism, disappointment, failure, shame, and reacting like a little kid. So the affirmation, if you want to first of all get to pull the root out of the metaphysical invisible root, is to say divine right action is always taking place in my life. Only good comes from each experience. It is safe to grow up. So many people behave like children, or you could say they're immature in their reactions to life, and they criticize, and they might be depressed, disappointed, failure. And that I can see that connected to the diet. You know, people who are drinking a lot of sodas and sugar, they're usually depressed and they need some upliftment in their food, their comfort food. They want comfort food. So a lot of people on dialysis and kidney problems, they've been comforting their emotions with food, when really what they need to do is affirm these type of affirmations that say it is safe to grow up. Only good comes from each experience. You know, we look at experiences in life as something horrible, and become victim, and we want to blame everybody for what happened to us. And that is contributing to the kidney problem. So does that help, Mama AZ?
Yes, and I also would like to add, thank you, Dr. V, for this particular show, because I'm thinking to myself, the vaccines that I had to take because of my parents, complying with the rules, I am getting the benefits negatively. I'm looking back over my life medically, and I'm thinking that from what you have shared with this planet on this show, I'm having issues that also have to do with the vaccines that I had to take as a child. And I still have the scars from those, you know. They're still there, because my skin keloids a lot. I don't know about anybody else who has to have or took vaccinations when they were children, but my skin keloid terribly from those things. So, and I'm being, I'm being reminded that this is much deeper with my health issues. So we must pay attention. We have the opportunity now, family, to reverse, because we have the knowledge if we choose to research. And thank us, Dr. V. I thank us. And this
thank
is Mama Bonsai.
And you know what, sister, that is 100% truth, that we now have the knowledge to reverse the damage that the big pharma mafia has done to this generation. from baby boomers and even, I don't know, before baby boom, early older Americans may not be suffering as much from vaccinations because they've increased it over the years. But from baby boomers, because baby boomers were taking vaccinations that had monkey tissue in it. They were experimenting with a lot of monkeys back in the 50s and 60s, and 60s to develop these injections. So many of us in the 50s may have gotten part of the monkey viruses that were in these injections that they were experimenting with, not to mention the mercury. But as the vaccinations were so new and improved, which was more damaging to our children who came out with autism, so that we're all probably suffering from some type of side effect from the drugs and the vaccines that they've been giving us, putting in our body. So you're right. How do we overcome it? We raise our vibration, because now we know we're all energy. We don't need all these drugs. We just need to change our emotions from low frequency, fear, the disappointments, blame, victim-mindedness, resentment, jealousy, and on, insecurities. If we change those emotions, which means in changing lifestyle, changing our point of view on this experience we're having, and move up to forgiveness, for one, and love, compassion. Stop calling people by the color of their skin. I am being so communicated to, I don't know if it's angels or messengers, every day it's a reminder to stop referring to people as white, black, or whatever, Indian. These are unconscious or conscious souls in these bodies. The color of their house has nothing to do with why they're behaving the way they're behaving. I don't care what color they are. Even those women who met me with a flyer for vaccines for kids, even though their skins were darker, these are unconscious beings who were sent to me on that day yesterday to remind me to talk about the problem with what they're promoting and how they are drug pushers. Forget about the color of their skin for a minute. They were drug pushers. I don't care what color the house was and what they were promoting in their skin. They're drug pushers in my mind. I don't care if they're purple. They come around telling me that you need to put vaccines in your body. You're a drug pusher. And I'm going to treat you the same way I would treat anybody else, no matter the skin color. So that's the message I keep getting from spirit, from the cosmos. Stop looking at people's skin color and look at the spirit behind the skin. So let me go to our last caller. We got it. Thank you, Mama Z, again. Have a blessed day and keep doing your deep breathing, changing your perspective on this journey. It's all about lessons. 32671, your mic's open. You're the last caller. Welcome.
Thank you. Wayo and Ya Shalom and Assalamu Alaikum. Dr. V, and thank Dr. Latif and Dr. Mama AZ.
Everybody's a doctor
Chicago,
today.
Yes. You know, the female solution is really the station for the nation. This is the station for the nation, for all of us in education. And I like to say thank you for the natural process of continuing to promote the greatest thing that we have is our life. Because we are products, truly products of the food that we eat and the mind that we keep. We also need, I would suggest that we need prayer, we need aquiline water, and we need aloe vera juice. And I like to invite everybody out to our prayer session every Saturday, which is to keep the Sabbath day holy, at Hale Washington Park District. And our president is Dava Watkins. And that's every Saturday from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And we are supporting and sponsoring the prayer that we need to help stop the violence, the robbing, stealing, and the killing the looting and the hijacking and all of the wrong, evil things that, you know, people do, you know, and it is important that we keep in tune, you know, like music is always in tune, and that's what I do, too. Promoting Plump Music Production. And thank you again for promoting peace, love, unity, marketing, people. And that's also what we do. And we are going to be there every Saturday from 12 to 2 p.m., meaning like what Yahshua said, who most know is Jesus Christ. My Father and I, we are one. My family and I, we are one. My people and I, we are one. And the female solution and I. And the greatest part is that is what you're teaching is a healing. And healing is a 23. So I'm so happy that, as Dr. King used to say too, trouble don't last always. I'm happy that I can promote. If I had a hammer, I'm going to hammer out love. And for,
all
yes,
right.
Ma'am. You are, Mayor Washington used to say, if you got it, you got it. So, you know, as Dr. V used to say, thank, or always say, thank us. Thank, we are the children, we are the people, and we are the world. And this is the black woman's time is now. So, brothers and sisters, you can get in touch with me at 312-671-2773 for more information. Call me. Thank you. We love you. Keep
love you too. Love you too. Thank you, Minister Plump. Now, we're at the end of the show. Let me have a final word here. There, in most cities where you have churches on every other block, they have some of the worst crime. So I want to suggest that everybody who believes in prayer and churches, buildings, the Creator said, I don't live in those buildings made by man. I live in the house that I created, this beautiful human vessel body. So here's your worship time. When you're going out and having prayer meetings and all that, you have to have deep breathing with this now. We've been having church and buildings and crime-ridden areas for too many years. Now it's time to recognize the Creator Source Spirit that says, I don't live in those buildings, but I do live in your soul, your house made out of flesh. So let us start doing deep breathing in these prayer sessions, deep breathing, and maybe even bring in stretching and bending exercises. Because too many people are churches eating fried chicken with all those antibiotics in them. So we have to change our lifestyle if we want to create healthier vessels, healthier sacred vessels. So thank you all. Go out there and change. Be a change. Be action, not just words. Stop preaching. Action now. We need action. Live the life that says, I am the change, and I represent health, strength, and go out there and just be. It's time to be bold. As Billy Carson, one of my favorite teachers on spiritual things, says, people are in a coma. They're not asleep. They're in a coma. So blow the shofar, blow your horn, blow your voice. Let your voice be heard if you are walking in consciousness that it's time for a change. So thank you. I hope you share this message with your friends who are out there trying to promote drugs. Stop pushing drugs and push consciousness. So we're going to say thank you to all our global family now. Have a beautiful
to our family in China, Cheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeong Kunyong, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran,
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.